We are now flying, whisking down to Havana Way. Here is the man on the scene for us, Alex Stone, ABC News. And this has been an interesting day. I mean, you know, this is going to happen at some point, Alex, and now you got to be there in the middle of history.
Well, sure, and it's highly controversial, guys. Good afternoon. But the White House is saying this is not about coming down and accepting, as some have said President Obama is doing, the human rights abuses in this country and the communism and any number of different issues that the U.S. has with this country. The White House says this is about coming here to try to influence the Cubans, to get the foot in the door, to say, look, the embargo and completely closing off this society since 1961 hasn't done a darn thing. The society is exactly the same. I'm sitting here in a park in downtown Havana. You look around and the cars are all 1950 whatever, Chevys, Pontiacs, Fords, and they're not moving forward. The White House is saying, let's at least try getting American business in there, get a little bit of capitalism in there, open up the internet, and see if we can allow this society to grow and potentially become friends at some point of the U.S., because there are so many connections between the U.S. and Cuba, only 90 miles off the coast of the Florida Keys. It's pretty clear, though, from a news conference that the two presidents just held, it was an awkward news conference. They are far apart on some issues of democracy, human rights, the economy, but still trying to get the American influence in. Marriott today got the okay to open up hotels here. Starwood will be opening up hotels, three hotels that they've gotten approval for. Airbnb, Google is going to be setting up hotspots around Havana so that everyday folks can get online. Right now they have to gather together in corners where they can find a hotspot and pay to get on. And then, of course, the airlines are going to start flying here this fall. United, American, Delta, Alaska, hop on a plane and come here. A lot of changes are coming to Cuba.
And yet they're still not exactly allowed necessarily to travel directly there. I saw something about how there's 12 reasons you can go there based on different types of missions you might be on.
It's
journalistic.
Mainly paperwork. The one that they added here in the last 2 weeks was people to people. So you could essentially say, I am going to see a museum. That is the people that you're going to see. It's mainly checking a box. Now, as of right now, we still had to get, because of working in the country, whatnot, you still have to get a visa from Cuba to come in. We all have journalist visas that we're here for and that were checked over and over again getting on planes. But much of that is going to change in the next few months when U.S. carriers are flying in. Right now, you've got to go through another country or take a quote-unquote charter, even though it's on an American Airlines flight oftentimes, a charter that is run by an outside company into Cuba. But you will be able to, and United, they're in Chicago, the main hub, the headquarters of United, has plans for flights out of, I believe, Newark, maybe potentially out of Chicago and out of maybe D.C. But they have several different cities that they are focused on where they will fly directly once they get all of the approval taken care of.
How long have you been there?
I've been here since Friday.
Since Friday. All right. Food poisoning yet? I always like to ask.
Zika virus transmission?
Anything?
No, I think we're good in that realm. I've been drinking bottled water, even though the hotels will tell you that they filter their water on top of the water that already comes in, and so that you should be fine. But I said, I think I'll stick to the bottled. Thank you very much.
So we're all hearing stories now of crazy things that are happening. Are you able to flush
Zika virus here? So we're all spraying bug spray.
Right.
Okay.
You know, we've got pretty much an ABC encampment here in this camp because we had to bring in everything. There is not the internet infrastructure here that we need. The satellite uplink, everything had to be brought in. So we're pretty much camping out here. And so the locals who are working for ABC bring us food. And, you know, we every once in a while we go, how long's that chicken been sitting there? And you kind of watch the guy who's eating it, and he didn't get sick, so then we eat it.
Do they treat the journalists different? Do you get the sense they're sort of keeping you isolated or keeping you away from things they don't want you to see?
You know, we're really not seeing that, or at least feeling it. As long as you wear your Cuban media credential across your chest, you're allowed to talk to anybody. You can go freely anywhere you want to go. You can walk up to anybody on the street and interview them, and most are willing to talk.
And people are warm, right? I mean, I keep hearing that the people are
warm.
They're very warm,
but they're even speaking out against their government, which it was somewhat surprising for me, that it's not the Cuba that we all picture it was back during the Cold War, that there is some capitalism here now, that as of 6 years ago, you could own a business and open up your own business. In fact, right now, the president is at an entrepreneurs event meeting with Cuban entrepreneurs. You weren't allowed to be an entrepreneur a few years ago, yeah, where you could have your own ideas. A number of business leaders from CEO, their CEOs from the American companies, many of them that now have deals here, Marriott, Starwood, Google, they are meeting with the entrepreneurs. And there is much more openness. Now, that said, and especially what those who are against this trip point out, there are major problems with dissidents being arrested and human rights issues and economic issues. But you do see some progress has been made in opening up this society. And President Obama is saying that he hopes that that goes beyond what it is right now.
Okay, so very quickly, at the end of the press conference today, there was a question, actually, I think from Jim Acosta,
right,
yeah,
CNN,
asking about the dissidents, about the political detainees. Raul Castro claims that there aren't any, and he said, give me a list of the names and we'll let them go today. Is the White House telling the American media anything about that exchange?
No, it was an interesting exchange, though, but it's unusual for Castro, a dictator, to hold a news conference. He doesn't do that, taking questions from non-state-controlled media. That just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So highly unusual, and seemed like he wanted nothing to do with it,
yes,
but the White House
did.
Said this is what happens after we have a bilateral meeting. But he fought back to that question from Jim, and I said, give me the names, give me the names. Well, Jim was mainly talking about those who are political prisoners who have been jailed for a long time. There were some who were arrested over the weekend who are arrested every Sunday. It's a group called the Women in White, and every Sunday they protest, they're arrested, and they're released. And that's what happened this last Sunday, and you saw the video of the female officers carrying them away and throwing them in buses, and it looked like this horrendous thing. But it happens every single Sunday. They're anti-government protesters.
What?
So some of that goes on, but the claim has been made that there are political prisoners that are being held. The Cuban government denies that and says that that's not true, and that's where you saw that very bizarre exchange in the news conference. It was a very awkward
although, you know, there was a American that was down there forever, right? He's just released. He told a very harrowing story about the way he was treated, you know, sometimes very nicely and other times very cruelly by the Cuban intelligence apparatus.
Certainly didn't seem to have much dental or medical care while he was down there.
No.
Remember, he came back.
No, it was not in good shape. And all right, so I just want to say this to you, Stone Pony, in Havana right now, in a park in Havana by satellite. I want to say this. One, feed David Muir the undercooked chicken.
Oh.
I think that's the more important thing.
And see what happens
tonight. See what happens tonight. And we'll watch at 5:30 to see if he has to run away. And have you been able to flush your toilet in your hotel room?
Sure. They flush perfectly fine.
They do.
I haven't had any problems whatsoever. Right. The hotels where they've got the media staying are fairly nice. You know, most of them are run by companies that are not European companies. They are connected to European or Venezuelan companies that are friendly with Cuba, and they're perfectly fine.
Okay.
You don't
all
use U.S. dollars here right now, but that may be changing. And the restaurants, the bars are open in the hotels, and you get a fine night's sleep.
Got
great.
It. All right. Thank you very much, Stone Pony. Appreciate it.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
All right. Bye.
Almost Rokon ready, Cuba. Almost.
Not really.
Not yet.
No, I just want to go down there and have a banana daiquiri, though, because that's what they did in The Godfather.
Right
now, Violetta Pydromedic's got the WGN traffic travel spots. How do you say banana daiquiri in Spanish? Banana daiquiri.
I think banana daiquiri.
Yeah, something like that.